One winter, a little elephant named Mumphy and his friends, including a walking, talking scarecrow and a flying pig named Pinky, are decorating for a Christmas skating party when a harsh northerly wind blows through. It dashes their hopes for a white Christmas, but Mumphy is undaunted.
Don't worry. The party will go on. How? The ice is cracked. There will be ice and snow. I promise. We're going to have a real white Christmas, and we're going to find it and bring it back here.
Britt Allcroft, who created the children's television series about Thomas the Tank Engine, is the creative engine behind Mumphy's White Christmas, which is now available on DVD. She joins us now from our studios at NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me, Scott.
Tell us about Mumphy and his pals.
Well, in the 90s, I wanted to do something very different from Thomas. That would be very magical and epic, and hopefully have lots of music in it, and would, in the same way as Thomas, but just with different stories, help give children love and security and inspiration and comfort and fun, lots of laughter.
Mumphy had his own series in the 1990s and a movie a bit later.
Yeah,
I guess he's been taking a rest since then.
Yes. So in the 90s, it was very popular. And I continue to get lots of letters from the kids of the 90s, now grown, saying, when can we see Mumphy again? So took a big gamble, Scott, my family and I did. And we brought everything back to bring Mumphy back now into the world of the 21st century for kids now.
Mm.
Because I think life can be very tough for kids. You know, they sometimes come out of homes that have got lots of quarrels, and they see buses with guns on the side, and they need what kids have always needed, you know, the love and security and comfort and fun.
Are we wrong to see this Mumphy Christmas story as a kind of celebration of characters who feel that they don't quite fit in? A reindeer with twisted antlers, for example. A flying pig?
Yes, definitely.
We wanted to listen, because you mentioned how important the music is. We wanted to hear a little bit of a song that is a celebration of oddballs.
It's a grand and glorious thing to be an oddball. It's the ones who are unique who most achieve. We could be safe and warm at home here, but instead, we're sallying forth to travel north.
And must be home by bedtime.
What do you hope children get from Mumphy? From a song like the one we just heard, from the interplay between the characters, from the overall story?
That it's okay to be an oddball and not be regimented, and to have your spirits lifted, and to be able to laugh, and to be able to be yourself within some limitations, of course, and to have hope in Mumphy. They are very hopeful characters. I mean, sometimes they are nervous, like Scarecrow is a what-ifer.
Mm-hmm.
And he balances off Mumphy's natural way of wanting just to get out there and get on with it. Together, they share hope.
What do you think you've learned in your career about what moves children?
The way I like to tell stories is more in a gentler way, more in a lyrical way, and at a pace that I think is still more in tune with a child's natural way of being. Now, of course, we've got all these gadgets and life is, I say, we're living in the fast forward lane, but children, they're multidimensional, and they still like that time where they can be with their stories, be with their characters, and feel that they're not being pushed, emotionally pushed or harassed in any way. It's a gentler way of telling stories.
Yeah. I am curious about this. I like to watch credits. And I notice at the end of Mumphy, one of the credits is Dr. Malcolm Coe in the Department of Zoology at Oxford.
Yes, yes.
So did he ever say to you, Britt, I have to tell you, pigs do not fly. Elephants do not speak.
You know, I wasn't expecting that question. I'm so glad you asked me, Scott. Oh, I'm so glad you asked me. The wonderful thing about Malcolm Coe is that he is this expert on everything that one would want to know about real young elephants, but he also understands about enchantment. He absolutely got that Mumphy was a special little, is a special little elephant, and he absolutely gets that Pinky could have wings because that's the child in him.
Britt Alcroft, who is the creator of Mumphy and Mumphy's White Christmas, now out on DVD, speaking with us from NPR West. Britt, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Scott.